From the Heart, September 11, Interpreter of Dreams. I have had a dream, and there is no one who can interpret it. But I have heard it said of you that you can understand a dream, to interpret it. When Joseph interpreted the dreams of the butler and the cupbearer, he begged to be remembered when the chief butler should be reinstated in his position. But he was forgotten and remained 2 years longer in the prison. But a more exalted person than the butler had a dream, and when there could be found no one able to interpret it, Joseph was called to the remembrance of the butler. Then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him hastily out of the dungeon, and he shaved himself and changed his raiment, and came in unto Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I have dreamed a dream, and there is none that can interpret it. And I have heard say of thee, that thou canst understand a dream to interpret it. Joseph did not take the glory to himself. He pointed Pharaoh to God, saying, It is not in me. God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. Through the wisdom given him of God, Joseph could see the true meaning of the dream. He saw the wonderful workings of God, and he laid the whole matter distinctly before Pharaoh. He revealed to him the long famine that was to visit the land, and the plans to be pursued in order to save the nation from destruction. His words were received as gold, and the answer was returned to him, For as much as God hath showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. Joseph represented Christ. He stood for many years as the honored ruler of Egypt. In his life and character was manifested that which was lovely and pure and noble. In bearing his sorrows under trying circumstances and in enduring temptation, Joseph was one in character with Christ. The example of Joseph, shining with heaven's brightness, did not shine in vain among this people for whom Christ had pledged himself to become an offering, a people whom God had taken under his guardianship, and upon whom he was bestowing not only temporal but spiritual blessings, in order to attract them to himself.